the cost of discipleship. What if following Jesus cost you everything? Would you still say yes? As Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem, the tone of his teaching shifted. The invitation remained open, but now it came with urgency, with weight, with clarity. This was no longer the moment for crowds to admire him from a distance. It was the hour for disciples to walk behind him, knowing exactly where he was going. He said, "Whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." That was not symbolic. It was prophetic, because the cross was not just where Jesus would go. It was the shape of the life he was calling his followers to carry. Have you ever tried to follow Jesus while still clinging to your old life? In this phase of his ministry, Jesus was not only revealing the beauty of the kingdom, he was exposing the barriers that kept people from entering it. And he did it through parables that cut deep. He spoke of builders who failed to count the cost before laying a foundation, of kings who considered going to war but had not measured the strength of the opposing army, of people who longed for the kingdom but were unwilling to let go of their comforts. Because discipleship is not part-time. It is not a weekend identity. It is not an accessory to a well-managed life. It is everything. In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 through 33, Jesus delivers one of the most jarring teachings of his entire ministry. "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Jesus is not promoting hatred. He is revealing priority. He is saying, "Your love for me must be so deep, so complete, that every other attachment, even the most sacred, falls under my authority." He continues, "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will you not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough to complete it? Because no one celebrates a foundation that was never finished, and no one respects a faith that only survives when life is easy." So ask yourself, have you counted the cost? Or did you start following Jesus thinking there would not be one? The road to Jerusalem is not just a line on a map. It is the narrow path of obedience. And Jesus made it unmistakably clear, you cannot follow him and still belong to yourself. You cannot cling to the kingdom while gripping your preferences, your past, your pride. He said, "In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." Everything. That word feels offensive in a culture of comfort. But Jesus was not building an audience. He was forming a people who would carry his presence to the ends of the earth. People who would lay down their lives because they had already given him their hearts. So ask this with sober joy. Have I mistaken belief for surrender? Am I following Jesus on my terms or his? Have I tried to fit Jesus into my life without giving him my life? The journey to Jerusalem still calls to us. It is not paved with applause. It is paved with obedience, with repentance, with trust. And though it leads to the cross, it also leads to resurrection, because those who lose everything for his sake find more than they ever imagined.